This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Here are your closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 464, up 6.5. May corn, 470.5, up 7. July corn, 474.75, up 7.25. March soybeans, 1407.25, down 7. May soybeans, 1409.25, down 4.75. July soybeans, 1381.5, down 3.75. March wheat, 626.75, up 27.75. May wheat, 631.5, up 29.25. July wheat, 635.75, up 27.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Monday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the USDA and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Corn and especially wheat were guided upward by the political problems in the Ukraine. Ukraine is the number three exporter of corn behind the United States and Brazil. One-fifth of all the world's wheat exports come from that region. Technical trading pushed soybeans lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 to 3 cents higher at 436 to 456. Soybean bids were mixed at $13.68 to $14. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 7 cents higher at 437 to 463. Soybean bids were mostly 9 cents higher at $14.14. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 7 cents higher at $4.42 to $4.67. Soybean bids were 5 to 13 cents lower at $13.80 to $14.14. Wheat bids ranged 25 to 28 cents higher at $6.05 to $6.59. Illinois soybean processors cash soybean bids were 5 cents lower at $14.14 to $14.34. Basis was steady to 5 to 25 over the May. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.86.30 to $5.05.30 per ton, and that was $6.60 to $7.60 lower. With the basis steady at 1 over 1 lower at 25 to 44 over the March. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 7 to 11 cents higher at 460 to 471, with the basis steady to 2 lower at 11 under to option the May. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 6 to 7 cents higher at 457 to 465. These were ranging 14 to 6 under the May. Soybeans ended 2 to 9 cents lower at $13.97 to $14.11, with the basis 12 under to 2 over the May. New crop wheat prices were 28 to 31 cents higher at $6.11 to $6.18, the basis steady to 3 cents higher at 18 to 25 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 6 to 9 cents higher at $4.75 to $4.81. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 5 to 7 cents with quotations of $14.15 to $14.28. Soft wheat closed 23 to 30 cents higher at $6.52 to $6.59, and Milo ended the day 6 to 13 cents higher at $5.39 to $5.46. Now on to contract bids for two producers for new crop delivery. In the northern and western part of the state, corn ranged from $4.32 to $4.52. Soybeans were $11.31 up to $11.60. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from $4.37 to $4.60. And soybeans $11.34 to $11.61. In the southern part of the state, corn was $4.37 up to $4.56, and soybeans 1140 to 1177. Soft wheat was 595 to 629. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, 144.12, down 85 cents. June live cattle, 134.90, up 70 cents. August live cattle, 133.25, up 62 cents. March feeder cattle, 171.77, up 7 cents. April feeder cattle, 173.07, no change. May feeder cattle, 173.72, up 2 cents. April lean hogs, 108.67, up $1.82. May lean hogs, 111.55, up 15 cents. June lean hogs, 112.75, up 52 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 3rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 15 cents lower in the range of 87 to 98, with a weighted average carcass price of 97.87. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $5 higher with moderate demand for light to moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 63 to 67, 4 to 5 weights 64 to 71, 5 to 550 weights 69 to 73, and 550 and up were $70 to 74. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading higher, $2 to $3 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from 68 to 74. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 17,293 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 220 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 106.27, and that was 116 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were 229.12, and that was 379 higher, with select carcasses at 227.81, and that was 469 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 99,000 last week and 119,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 413,000. That compared to 427,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. Now for the report from Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. Starting with the alfalfa, premium quality small squares, they were 8 to 810 a bale. Large squares were 94. Alfalfa orchard grass, premium quality small squares, 460 to 530 a bale. Large rounds were for good quality large rounds, they were 24. Alfalfa mixed grass, premium quality small squares, 540 a bale. Large rounds were 66 to 87 a bale. Clover mixed grass, premium quality but small squares, were 540 to 560s, and the large squares, 46. Clover stubble, good quality, large squares were $43. Orchard grass, premium quality small squares, were 630 to 690 a bale. And brome orchard grass, premium quality small squares, $4 to $4.10. Wheat straw, good quality small squares, $2.60 to $3. Also, the large rounds were 25 to 27 a bale. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. March corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.69. April corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.71. March corn delivered to Scottville, $4.60. April corn delivered to Scottville, $4.62. March beans delivered to Greenfield, $13.97. April beans delivered to Greenfield, $14.06. March beans delivered to Scottville, $13.86. April beans delivered to Scottville, $13.95. March wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.23. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield is $4.69. Corn at Scottville is $4.60. Beans at Greenfield are $13.97. Beans at Scottville are $13.86. And wheat at Scottville is $6.23. The Environmental Protection Agency has finalized emission standards for cars and gasoline that will reduce pollution while enabling efficiency improvements in vehicles we drive. EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy says the standards mean the fuel economy and greenhouse gas standards covering model year vehicles from 2012 to 2025 are projected to save American families more than $1.7 trillion in fuel costs. An EPA press release states the standards for smog-forming volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides are reduced by 80%. A 70% tighter particulate matter standard is established, and fuel vapor emissions are virtually eliminated. According to EPA, the final fuel standards will reduce gasoline sulfur levels by more than 60%. The sulfur standards will cost less than a penny per gallon of gasoline on average once the standards are fully in place. The vehicle standards will have an average cost of about $72 per vehicle in 2025. This past Saturday was Hamilton's hay auction. I spoke with Mike Hamilton on how the hay auction went.
Well, Angela, we had a very large sale and everything went well. We had a lot of buyer participation. We had an extremely large amount of hay to offer. The alfalfa and small squares, we only had 50 bales of that, and that was $8 per bale. We ended up with 217 small squares of alfalfa, and it was from $3 to $5.10. Had 50 bales of clover grass from $5.40 to $5.60 a bale. And in the grass hay, we had 1,340 bales, and it was from $2.50 up to $6.90 a bale. We ended up with 385 bales of straw from $2.60 to $3 per bale. Had a lot of round bales. We had 25 bales of alfalfa, and it was all had been rained on and brought $20 to $28 a bale. We had 14 bales of real nice alfalfa grass from $66 to $87 per bale. Had 186 round bales of grass, just mixed grass from $23 up to $60. And we ended up with, we had 90 bales of reeds canary at $35 and $36 per bale. And then we ended up with 82 round bales of straw at $25 to $29 per bale. In the 3x3s, we had 114 bales of good alfalfa from $50 up to extreme top of $94. Ended up with 120 bales of grass hay from $23 to $36. And we had 56 bales of clover from $43 to $46 a bale. I'd like to take a minute here and thank everybody who came out and supported our little cattle sale we had Saturday. We sold them 15 head of heifers, and they averaged $1,730 per head.
Sounds like it was a really good auction.
Yeah, it was. It was a long day, but everything worked well, and Mother Nature was on our side, and we got everything done before the bad weather set in.
Well, that's always a good thing. And can you give us a little bit of a preview of what you think we can expect this coming Saturday?
Yeah, we've got a couple loads of hay coming out of Kansas this week, and should have quite a few round bales again, and probably 1,500, 2,000 small squares. It was kind of slow yesterday. Didn't have too many calls, but with the weather forecast they're talking about, I've kind of got a feeling we're going to have a pretty good sale again Saturday.
With the lower cattle numbers all across the U.S., is that affecting hay prices? It might not be affecting farmers in the Midwest nearly as much as out west, but have you noticed it affecting hay prices very much?
Yeah, straight across the board, I'd say this hay is, you know, probably a good 30 to 50% lower than it was in years past. There's an abundance of hay, especially grass hay. I was reading an article yesterday, and they said Missouri has the most hay still sitting in barns. They did a survey across the United States, and the state of Missouri's got the lowest priced hay right now. There's hardly any movement. Illinois is not much better. There's just a lot of hay out there, but there's not a lot of good quality hay, and that really reflects in the prices at the auction. But yeah, there is a lot of hay, and the cattle numbers aren't there. Hopefully we'll get these cattle numbers back up and get things turned around.
I guess it's a good time to have cattle right now. They're in demand, and the feed is fairly low.
Yes, it is. If a guy's wanting to start a cow-calf operation or grow some feeder calves, it's definitely the time to think about doing that.
All right. Well, if anyone has any questions about the auctions, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293, or they can send us an email, and our website address is hamiltonhayauction.com.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.